Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dale is a police officer in Illinois, and I'd like to open the phones up to active duty military, corrections officers, police officers, you name it. Because George Soros is now on record. I mean, we knew it was Soros-funded groups that I saw marching around chanting for violence against police and being left alone. And under federal orders, they had the police attacking the press instead. Just everything they can to demonize the police. I mean, this is a setup. Admitting that they basically want to start a civil rights movement against the police in this country so the feds can come in as the good guys and fully federalize them. When it's federal training that's caused the police a lot of their problems. This is so clear what's happening. I want to hear from police, active duty military. Do you disagree with me? They're trying to start a civil war? I mean, it's pretty much admitted. 800-259-9231. Dale, I guess you're a police officer in Illinois. What's your view on all this?
Well, start with, I'm not afraid of the New World Order, the NSA, ABC, or EFD, any of them. I'm not afraid of them. The problem we have is that there's so many people out there that have never walked a mile in my shoes and knows what police work is actually about. I've seen so many people in the last, several months say that we're doing everything wrong, we're not doing right, we're not doing it. Ferguson, for instance, we may argue about this quote-unquote chokehold on this guy in New York. As far as I was concerned, the cops did exactly what they had to do. The guy weighed over 300 pounds, and that wasn't soaking wet. The only place you could grab that guy to get anything around him is around his throat, because it's only about 18 to 20 inches. The rest of his body was probably over 40 inches.
But I mean, we all argue about these cases. The point is, George Soros is trying to cause a revolution and trying to scapegoat the police to start it. Do you agree with that statement, or what do you think about George Soros is the question?
100% with you, George. 100%. Alex, I'm sorry. I agree. I think George Soros is trying to start something, but it's causing the people to want to rebel against the police. We've had more incidents in Illinois in the last couple of weeks where we make a traffic stop and the 18, 19, 20-year-old kids want to fight with us because they think they've got a right to. Well, this is being paid for by Soros. We know that.
Oh, it is. And the White House-controlled media is hyping it to cause a civil war. I mean, the police need to start speaking out against this because we're barely stopping this breaking out right now.
We have been, but the media, unfortunately, is so small. You, George Norrie, maybe sometimes on Fox News, will stand up for us and behind us. But you've got five or six other medias that are just the opposite, and people are so damn stupid. I'm sorry to have to say it that way. They've got no clue what is going on in the real world. They got none. And then they complain that this is going on, and it's not the cops that are going to start the civil war. It's the people that are going to start the civil war against the police officers.
And I know.
You're not going to, and I'll tell you from my heart, I've been a cop for almost 30 years. From my heart, the last thing I'm going to do is run to the federal government for help. I know for a fact there are people that know me personally, know exactly how I stand. I will do everything in my power. If, let's just say, for instance, they say, you're going to take the guns away from everybody on this street, I will do everything in my power not only to stand in the way, but let the people on that street know that they're coming.
And well, I'll tell you what, Dale, I don't know if you're on duty right now, but if you can, I got to go to break. You come back and recap your thoughts on Soros, and I'll give you the floor for a couple minutes. Can you do that?
Alex, I will. wish I would. I'm in a rush right now. My mother-in-law just called for an ambulance. And
I understand. You got to go. I know how it is. I hear you. You got to work. Thank you. Thank you, Dale. Great points. I want you to be able to finish your points. All right, we're going to come back with Jeff, Steve, and others straight ahead and talk about this. This is a big deal, folks. I mean, George Soros just thinks he's going to start a civil war using the police as the detonator, and we got to stop him.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Illinois, and he said 100% he agrees. Well, I mean, it's in the Washington Times. George Soros admits that he spent $33 million trying to create a new civil rights movement around having citizens clash with the police. And let's be clear, we're the biggest critics of the cops in Albuquerque that shoot the unarmed homeless guy and then celebrate it. They've both been indicted, by the way. We're huge critics of federalization, globalization, of no-knock warrants being expanded to the general public, to the overall drug war. Again, I'm the guy that made four films about this. I'm the guy that wrote a book about it, about the federalization, about the training, about how they would make them political police and environmental enforcer police, and how they would turn zoning people into cops. That I'm all fighting. I'm not fighting the individual because they want to create the system, have us clash with it, to then force the police into an even more militarized position and to go under federalization so they don't get shut down or arrested or sued by the feds. So the feds send out the Soros money, have the controlled media under Obama, blame the police in general, come out and attack them, make statements, the president, mayors, you name it, put it out there, project it onto the average cop. When I've said it, I mean, I've experienced it. The average cop knows about the New World Order, knows about globalism, knows about the federalization, knows gun control is about victim disarmament, and is more awake than the general public. So they're the enemy. Local government's the enemy. The globalists don't want that. So they want to cause civil unrest to the point of civil war, just like George Soros brags he did last year on CNN. He told Fareed Zakaria, I read the quote last hour, that he was behind with his Open Society Foundation doing it. The Washington Times went to the numbers. The Open Society Foundation last year, in the Trayvon Martin case before that and now last year, $33 million to stir it up. We caught the Justice Department secretly trying to stir up riots in Florida. Does that mean Zimmerman's a great guy? Does it mean he's perfect? No. Does it mean it's tragic? Yes, it is, but it doesn't matter. The worst guy probably in the world when it comes to evil, George Soros, that we know of, the most active demon, is involved because if they can get blacks and whites fighting, if they can scapegoat the lowest level of the government, the police, it will cause total destabilization, loss of confidence, and then they can bring in their greater control, just like the communists did in every other country, just like totalitarians have done in other nations. This is a tried and true plan. So, if George Soros wants open borders, we don't want open borders. If he wants to take our guns, we don't want to give our guns up. If he wants to restrict freedom of religion in this country, we're not for it. If he wants to overthrow Ukraine, we're not for it. He's a bad guy. He wants derivatives. He wants banker bailouts. Everything he does is bad, but marijuana legalization, which is decriminalization, which I would support, and I do support, except for he basically runs the movement and is going to use it as a political movement into the future. He wants to control it, and he wants to bring Monsanto in to genetically modify it, and then he will control the activist groups so they don't oppose it. That's the inside baseball from the highest levels of organizations like Normal that George Soros is financing. And they've now weaponized marijuana so strong, they're going to come out with strains that basically turn your kids into zombies. So there's always a dark side to any libertarian movement. I support it, because I support the basic idea of individual liberty, but I will also support the right to criticize weaponized marijuana and warn people. Because you can go buy Drano and you know, kill yourself with it. They don't have it, you know, illegal. Same thing with marijuana being weaponized. It's got a lot of promising attributes to it, but it's got a lot of bad ones as well. We should look at full spectrum analysis. I want to go to Mark in Washington, who's an active detective. Steve in Alabama is, of course, a correctional officer. Jeff in Utah has been a police officer up to 1 year ago, and we've got a few open lines for police, specifically for police or active duty military, because you're the people that are going to be the front line if George Soros can start a civil war in this country like he did in Ukraine. And who did they firebomb and shoot in Ukraine? The police. What did his Open Foundations group run TV ads for and promote in the media they had? $5 billion worth? Showing cops brutalizing people to then overthrow the government and put an unelected government in charge. And now Ukraine is in deep economic trouble, being looted. And George Soros just said he wants $50 billion of U.S. taxpayer money to help Ukraine. He'll manage it and give it to his sons and people. That was in the news last week. That's what he does. And he'll want to manage and have a reconciliation if civil war breaks out later. Don't you worry. We can all be politically correct and do what he says, and the cops can go under globalist control and prove they're not bad. Mark in Washington, who's a current detective, do you disagree with what I've laid out here? How clear is it? What do you want to say to Soros? What's your view on this?
No, I agree with you. The key is it's got to educate the public. I mean, it's going to be tougher for the coppers in the bigger cities because you have a larger population. But I, for instance, in the area that I work in, it's a smaller community, smaller county. It's just one-on-one relationships with people, and they get to know you, and they see how you act. You treat them like you want to be treated. I'm not really worried about our area too much. But I think the people are smart enough to figure out when they're being bamboozled. I mean, Soros has an agenda. He's a dirtbag. He turned his own people in World War II. So, I mean, the guy's a demon, but he'll get his in the end.
He really is a demon.
He is. Yeah. But as far, you know, I talked to a buddy of mine who's a canine handler at L.A. County Sheriff's Office, and I talked to him a couple weeks ago, and I asked him what the sentiment was down in his area. And he's not seeing too many problems with anti-police. I mean, you're always going to have a group that doesn't like police. It's normal behavior. People don't like to be told what to do, or they don't like to be confronted when they make mistakes. But I think it's just, personally, I think what hurts us is that the media keeps putting the, you know, the guys that make mistakes over and over again on the,
Well, sure, and that's part of the agenda, not to reform problems, but to hype us up into a war. I'm just saying it's a bold move. Do police realize that if Soros is successful, this is going to get a lot of people killed? I mean, this is their big move, is to start this civil war, and these guys tend to succeed. I mean, I just hope folks realize we are 2 minutes to midnight here. I mean, this is getting really serious.
Well, let me put it this way. It's going to be bad. If it happens, it's going to be bad in some areas. It's going to be really bad in the urban areas.
Oh, yeah.
Rural areas where I'm at, I'm not too worried about it. Unless police go astray and just start, you know, violating people's rights in every city and it becomes an epidemic, then maybe that'll change. But
oh, I agree with you that it's going to be in urban pockets controlled by Democrats. I mean, that's where it's going to be, but it's going to get – they want to create a destabilization as an excuse for the feds to roll out troops. And the Justice Department will act like they're against it all when they're behind it, just like Fast and Furious. I'm just trying to get a major debate going within the Peace Officer Association so that they realize the larger agenda and program.
This is the key, Alex. It's one-on-one coppers talking to each other. I mean, I talk to all the guys I work with, and we are all on the same page. You know, and we have one-on-one conversations. I got one guy I work with that's also an infantryman in the National Guard, and he's told me that, you know, all his guys, including his commander, have all made a pact. They're not going to violate Casi Pomitatus, and they're not going to be taking guns from people, and they're not going to go against the American people. And I think they may tell their higher ups, yeah, we'll do whatever you tell us, but when the poop hits the fan, I think they're going to be on the American people.
Oh, they will be, at least in general. When the rubber meets the road, if the globalists are bold enough to do this, they're going to end up losing everything when they make this move. But it's going to be messy. I hope they're smart enough to back off. God bless you, sir. Be safe out there. And I want to be clear. Federalization, federal grants, the erosion of the Constitution, the courts, and the people allowing administrative law to turn us into a police state, now have police in some areas carrying out tactics and activities that are tyrannical, and so it is causing legitimate concern and angst for the police. But separating that out, the system is going to use that, exacerbate it, exaggerate it, to detonate a bigger crisis. And that's the bottom line. And I'm here trying to stop the New World Order agenda. That's why I'm 100% trying to hammer this subject. Because I'm telling you, folks, you know how much I've predicted. I know how the enemy operates. Plus, they tell us what they're going to do. Soros didn't spend $33 million on Ferguson stuff because he didn't think he didn't have a shot. Then they sent in Democratic operatives in New York, Chicago, Missouri, St. Louis, all over, saying, kill cops, kill cops, kill cops. And the feds were there and told the cops to stand down. Now, that tells you something right there. The system is getting bold.
And if cops start getting killed and start getting paranoid, start shooting innocent people, there's some Kent State type events where the cops mow down a bunch of protesters. See, they want a V for Vendetta type event, you know, where the cop kills a little girl and then they start overthrowing the government. There's been cases like that in Romania and other places that really happened. Similar events. Catalysts. They want to create fake catalysts to get this going. Because they're not winning politically. We're going to come back with Jeff, Steve, Peter, and others. Stay with us.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to move quick in this segment because we have a guest coming on, but I'll continue with your calls. Peter's active army wants to talk. Jeff's got out of the law enforcement a year ago. Steve's in Alabama, is a correctional officer. I'm going to get to all of you. Peter, go ahead and make your points. Thanks for calling in. Active army, go ahead.
Oh, hey. Yeah, basically just wanted to call in saying that a lot of my civilian friends who are awake that I talked to asked me repeatedly, "What if you know what's going on, why don't you get out?" And other than, you know, I'm an infantryman, you know, shoot, move, communicate. It doesn't really translate a lot to civilian jobs. But other than been holding down a job for myself and my family, some good guys have to stay in. So regardless of what happens, I'm going to be one of the good guys in the system.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree with what you're doing. What do you think about Soros being so bold, openly financing an anti-police agenda?
Oh, well, I mean, come on. Obviously, that's going to happen from a Nazi collaborator. So my only issue with that is that basically, I don't understand how the system really thinks it's going to succeed. They've done the polling. They know what's going on. They know how much, of, especially the military, I don't know how, what the percentage is of the police, but especially the military who is elite. So when the rubber meets the road, that's obviously after post-Katrina, when everybody really realized what's going on, I describe it to my friends with East Germany. You know, when the wall fell and the battalion commander was like, "No, you guys are staying on post, lockdowns, no one's going anywhere." So these guys could issue all the orders they want, but they know how many of us, when the rubber meets the road, when it comes to...
Well, that's right. Okay. I mean, look at how Waco discredited the system. Look how Katrina taking the guns blew up. If they start a real civil war, that's why they want to make it racial. If they can make it black against cop, they think maybe somehow then they can contain it. It's crazy. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Utah, former police. What's your view on Soros? It's just so bold.
I agree. I think we're 11:59 here, Alex.
What's your view on all this?
Well, I was a police officer for quite a while, and I ended up getting in trouble because I didn't take a gun away from a kid that had shot himself. And I returned it back to his parents. It's a bad deal, and I ended up getting pushed out. And I think the thing that has to happen is the moral basis of the country has to change. And we're not having that. No one's teaching their kids to behave or respect or anything like that. So
that's it. I mean, the society's degenerating into a thug gang culture. And so you're going to see that manifest in the police as well, because that's what it's pulled from. Now, look at the military. He's got huge gangs taking it over. It's just we are degenerating. I mean, that's what it is, and that's what I'm saying. Blaming the police isn't going to do anything. We need to reform the whole system, going in and actually taking government over, just like the state rep that's coming on did something incredible that could change this country's course in ways I can't even describe. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Steve in Alabama. Go ahead. A corrections officer.
Been a correctional officer, I guess, for about 3 years, and I finally gave it up about a year ago. I think what you said on this Joker is if you look back at everything that Hitler did to get into power, you look at what he's doing. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, note for note to me. Like I said, and as a correctional officer, I mean, I was told you could look at them, but don't touch. If they were doing something wrong, you know, just let them do it because, I mean, they don't want you touching any, I guess you say, prisoner at all. If you did, you got either wrote up or, you know, you had to fill out so much paperwork, it just wasn't worth it. And then they would tell you that if it was a hostage situation, there's no negotiations. So you're in there with 30, 45 people in one room. You're the only one goes through there, and they could take you at any time. And I just don't understand that. But
For those that don't know, medium and upper security prisons pretty much are run by the inmates according to racial gangs, correct?
Correct. I mean, they could sit there and, you know, pretty much cuss you out, spit in your face, do whatever they wanted to. And if you laid your hands on them, you know, it was either end of your career or, you know, they put you in solitary where you couldn't touch anybody, you know.
Well, see, that's the thing. Society is degenerating, and so the police are going to get more brutal as a society does, and it's all unraveling. You can just see it happening.
Right, and plus we had a man that ran for office up here, actually in Georgia, and I just heard on the radio today that He didn't win office, but he's actually in jail right now for stealing money from a profit organization. So, and he was.
No, I know. It's the immorality is our main problem, and then we have people like George Soros running around. I mean, the guy should be in jail as a Nazi collaborator. Instead, he's trying to shut down my operation.
We're on the march.
Sick of
the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder. Another word, another time, his life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. We've got some really positive news that if it gets picked up in other states, could create the biggest boom this country has ever seen. And could put the federal government, itself run by foreign interest, and the private Federal Reserve back in its proper role. We've got some other very positive news as well. We're going to be talking to the head of American Lands Council, AmericanLandsCouncil.org, Ken Ivory, who was instrumental in coming up with a bill and passing it to take back the land in Utah. This is huge. We're going to be talking to him in just a moment. Finishing up with police. I've been arrested for peacefully demonstrating in Austin and in New York.
I've had a jail guard ram my head in the wall for no reason. I have had run into some really bad thug police in my days. We're against the system hiring these type of people and protecting them. The point is, George Soros wants to cause a civil war with police as the pretext, as the scapegoat, because they're the most visible group. And when you see mainstream media just demonizing police at every front, local police, and George Soros giving $33 million to hype it up, we just shouldn't have a civil war and go out and hate police and then have folks go out and randomly shoot cops in the head just because the media hypes it up and acts like they're the problem. The problem is we've become immoral, we've become lazy, we've forgotten that freedom isn't free, we've forgotten to promote the Bill of Rights and Constitution, we've let special interests and crony capitalists come in and take over and use socialist tactics to buy the public off and maneuver us towards bankruptcy. Well, this bankruptcy is a fraud. We don't owe the derivatives. We have the land, we have the energy, we have the ideas to be fabulously wealthy, and we will be. We don't need to pay 95% of our money like the French do or more in taxes. We don't want it. And it's getting up on our hind legs and saying no, it'll turn this around. We're going to talk to Ken Ivory, who's a hero, folks, in just one moment. First off, we will end the special. I've been running it a few extra days because it's so popular. We're going to end it today. And that is 58% off on the Resolution Pack, the Oxy Power that flushes out the upper and lower intestine. The Oxy Powder is amazing, proprietary, and 70%+ of your body's immune system is the gut. It changed my life. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, and the Methylcobalamin, Vitamin B12, the most absorbable type. All three products together, your choice of the Male or Female Vitality, great way to supercharge your New Year's resolutions. 48% off. We've never offered a deal this good. It will end now. So you can also call 888-253-3139. Ask any questions about that special. Order over the phone. A bunch of other specials. Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, the special Nascent Iodine Deep Earth Source, just basically completely pure. Takes out the bad halogens, gives your body the good halogen in the thyroid and other glands. Amazing what it's done for my skin, my hair, my memory, my energy. Amazing. We've got scores of great products developed by Dr. Group and other researchers. DNA Force, you name it, InfoWarsLife.com. It's a subsection of InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You've heard all the great word-of-mouth comments, the rave reviews. Check it out for yourself. These are true nutraceuticals. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, this story you're about to hear, I feel like we should have a drum roll or something, because the states are supposed to share power with the federal government 50-50. And that's the Federalist view. The Anti-Federalists wanted even more states' power. That's why senators were popularly elected only since 1917. Well, 1913 they passed it, but the first time it started happening was 1917 with the 17th Amendment. And if you expand out on that, we now have a federal imperial government itself run by foreign special interests. And the UN, UNESCO, others claim most of the federal lands in this country as collateral on the national debt. Look that up. Just like third world countries have to give their public lands over to the IMF and World Bank. That's why Rockefeller created the national parks. Now, national parks are great, but they're only a few percentage points of the overall federal lands where they're closing roads, harassing people on four-wheelers, kicking campers out, and saying, we don't want humans here, period. That's part of training you that land isn't yours so they can give it to the Chinese government like they've given hundreds of thousands of acres places like Nevada that's 89% federal. Places like Utah are over 65% federal. Roughly half the country is under federal control, ladies and gentlemen. Now the feds are in states like Texas trying to claim all the land on both sides of the Colorado or the Red River. We're talking about trillions here over time. Bill Clinton used these rules to shut down the only clean burning coal in this hemisphere, in Utah. Then overnight, it doubled the stock that he was invested in China, the only other clean burning coal in the world, after they put the regulations in on us to use the coal. So that's what's going on here. That's what's unfolding. And that's why this is such a big deal. Utah transfer of public lands. From the encyclopedia, the state of Utah passed legislation in 2012, the Utah Transfer of Public Lands Act, to require the federal government to grant the majority of federal land to the state back to the state of Utah for 2014. Well, 2015's here. The state has pointed out that federal government controls more than 50% of the land west of Kansas. In Utah's case, 64.5%. I think it's more than that if you count some of the other stuff. A situation that has increasingly resulted in tensions across the Rocky Mountain West. They've got 89% of states like Nevada, and that's not enough. So joining us is Ken Ivory, Utah House Representative and President of the American Lands Council. He's a District 47, was elected to the Utah House of Representatives in November of 2010. And he has developed and secured passage of legislation that these efforts include the Transfer of Public Lands Act and the passage of bills backed by the Utah Association of CPAs to begin reducing state dependence on federal funds they call Financial Ready Utah. He's the president of the American Lands Council. Ken dedicates his time to educating legislators and community leaders throughout the states about the jurisdictional rights and duties to manage, protect, and care for the lands within our borders. Now, again, I'm not going to go any further, but he's the author of Where's the Line? How States Protect the Constitution. This is the kind of guy we need in Congress, the type of person we need in the Senate, the type of person we need as the federal land commissioner, the type of person we need over the different federal bureaus, not a bunch of globalists with special interests that want to be robber barons. The robber barons funded in the last 100 years taking over of state governments so people out west didn't know the land was theirs. And they'll say, oh, they're going to build factories, make it all ugly. No, they're not. No, it's like 98% empty out there. The globalists are the ones coming in that take the land and turn it over to selective groups. They don't want us having access to it. This guy's a hero. He got it passed. Now it's starting to be implemented. And if they can do this and block the out-of-control feds, who aren't even feds, the federal argument's over because it's been taken over by UNESCO. It's under UN Treaty, Agenda 21, on record, that we can't develop this country. It's a fraud. It's an economic embargo, just like shutting off our power plants. And if he can get this deployed to other states, this could cause an economic boom the likes of which we've never seen. This is so exciting. They're even trying to stop ski resorts being put in out west now, saying it's bad for the earth. It's a load of bull. Humans tend to make the environment better when they actually live in the area. So joining us, I know I'm ranting, is this state rep. I know that's a big intro, but I wanted to fill the listeners in on why this is such a big deal. Here's the headline. Utah demands Fed surrender lands by December 31st. That's New American Magazine. That came and passed. So exciting, sir. Give us a presentation on what's happening.
Well, thanks, Alex. It is a big time. It's a wonderful time to be alive, as Ronald Reagan said. I was just down in Austin last week doing a training for new legislators in Texas. This is an issue that transcends the West because beyond Colorado, states in the East are spending billions of dollars a year to pay the federal government to manage the forest in a way that burns 6 million acres a year, kills millions of animals, destroys that resource, pollutes the air, destroys the watershed for generations. You all east of Colorado and across the nation spending billions of dollars a year to lock up what the Government Accountability Office said is more recoverable oil in Utah, Colorado, Wyoming than the rest of the world combined. Now, another important thing, we were invited to come and give a presentation to the Reagan Library a couple months ago on national security. Our national security cannot operate. Our electronics technology, renewable energy technology cannot operate without rare earth minerals. And right now, 95% of the rare earth minerals for those industries to function come from China. The price is going exponential, and we've got rare earth minerals locked up all over the western lands under federal control. Now, here's the critical thing, Alex. Here's how simple this is. You get right back to the fundamental principles, right? Governments exist to secure these rights, life, liberty, property, and self-government. That's why a government exists. Well, without the right and control of property, we don't have liberty. And so here's the situation. You've got the federal government controls more than 50% of the land east west of Kansas. But the statehood promises, called enabling acts, the statehood promises are the same. In many cases, they're word for word the same. In some cases, Montana and North Dakota, for example, it's the same document. And yet, on one hand, the federal government transfers the land, and on the other, they don't. Now, promises are the same. What most people don't realize is that at one point, Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and of course, Alex, you know that great western state way over there of Florida? They were as much as 90% federally controlled for decades. And they were sending resolutions to Congress saying, hey, we can't educate our kids. We can't grow our economy. Our people are leaving our state because you're controlling all our land. They banded together. They compelled Congress to transfer their land, honor their statehood agreement. And we're simply doing the same thing today. We expect Congress to honor the very same statehood terms that they kept with all states east of Colorado, because it is the only solution big enough to get to better access, better health, better productivity. And so what people can do, they go to that American Lands Council website, AmericanLandsCouncil.org. Number one, you can sign the petition and get in the game. Log in at the website, get in the game. We're leading the nation in restoring the rights of property, liberty, and self-governance, which restores our balance, as you were talking about. The other thing you do is simply tell someone. Tell somebody else about this. Show them that map. Get them in the game. And critically, tell your leaders. Don't assume they know. Don't assume they understand. Tell them, and tell them persistently. And as Thomas Hart Benton, he was the Democratic senator from Missouri who rallied all those western states in the 1850s. He said, you got to get your members of Congress to fix their eyes steadily upon the period of the speedy distinction of the federal title to all the lands within their boundaries. And they did it, Alex. Illinois is not 96% federally controlled. Missouri is not 90% federally controlled. Louisiana is not 90% federally controlled. And they have the exact same statehood terms that these western states do today. So that's, in a nutshell, that's where we're at. Happy to go wherever you'd like and answering questions. This is a big subject. There's a lot of information on that website, AmericanLandsCouncil.org. You can get to the Facebook page as well. We push information out every day. But this is the single solution big enough to restore balance in our nation and get us back to liberty, property, self-governance, where we have better access, better health, better productivity on our lands.
Absolutely. Ken Ivory, he is the president and head and founder of AmericanLandsCouncil.org. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason products cost so much, the reason that our economy is stalling is we're not being given access to the rare earth minerals, to coal, you name it. But China is. They're in Australia, they're in Africa, they're in Latin America, they're exploring. And American companies aren't doing it because the regulations and the feds are trying to get more land out west. I mean, take the Bundy Ranch situation. There were 34 families. Now there's one. We can't even produce beef in America because of regulations. More and more farmers are giving up because special interests from my research want prohibitive costs there that they're able to be exempt from so that they don't have any competition. And if we're able to free up, what are some of the numbers? I know they're on the Land Council website. I mean, am I exaggerating to say that if we start freeing up even 10, 20, 30% of Western land and some of the federal land in the East, that this would just make the 10% growth rates that we had until the 1920s look small?
Yeah, give me an example. You see this map right here over my shoulder. The Institute for Energy Research early last year said there's more than $150 trillion in mineral value locked up in federally controlled lands. At the same time, under failed federal policies that tie the hands of these good workers on the ground that would like to care for the land, we're burning 6 million acres of forest, Alex, 6 million acres a year. That's polluting the air. It's destroying the watershed. It's killing millions of animals. Instead of sequestering that carbon into homes and viable products where that wood then stores that carbon for an indefinite period. But the federal policies that are supposedly environmental policies, destroying the air, destroying the water, destroying the animals, destroying the habitat for generations. No, we've got all the tools. We've got all the tools. We simply have to get back to the very simple constitutional remedy of liberty, right, and control of property and self-governance. Let me tell you a story, Alex. What's happening right now? Canada, our neighbor to the north, over the last decade, Canada has been transferring land, water, and resources to the provinces. And then just last year, they completed the transfer of land, water, and resources to the Northwest Territories. And here's what they said they discovered. They said, we discovered that when we let people closest to the matter, closest to the land, water, and resources make the decisions, we learned that you get a better decision.
That's not rocket science. That's not rocket science.
Yeah, that's not rocket science. And so in the land of liberty, we're going the other way. We've got a federal government that's centralizing control over more and more aspects of every aspect of our daily life. And so, Alex, what we really got to do is in the states, we've got to help our federal governing partner focus very specifically, focus on doing those things that only it can do and do exceptionally well, you know, like world peace and a sound monetary system. Focus on doing only those things that only it can do well and leave local zoning and planning and the tending of the garden to those people that know the soil, know the climate, know the culture, know the geography, know the geology, and are right there to deal with the circumstances whose lives and livelihoods depend upon that land, like Canada discovered.
Now, obviously, the media set things up where discrimination is only white against black or black against white or north against south. That's how they want us thinking. But isn't the ultimate discrimination the fact that special interests and socialists in D.C. and others don't want the West and the states to have the same freedoms as the East has? I mean, how can you have maybe 5-10% of the land in the East being federal and upwards of 90% in states like Nevada? How can Congress and how can the feds say no to the law you've passed? So maybe spend some time on that, please, sir, as the state rep that helped get this passed and authored. And then walk us through the procedure now, because we know there's going to be special interests that are going to try to stop this.
That's a great point, Alex. What I want to point out first is this is not a partisan effort. Republicans and Democrats sponsor voted for the bill. Republicans and Democrats on the committees and the commissions. Back in Nevada, bipartisan commission unanimously approved moving forward on the transition for the transfer of public lands. Critical effort, because educating our kids is not a partisan issue. Burning up our animals in our watershed is not a partisan issue. Having jobs and having a roof over our head and caring for our lands is not a partisan issue. So we got some counties all over the West that have less than 5% taxable land. How do you take care of kids and roads and public safety when you've only got 5% taxable land? So in terms of moving forward, there are states all over the West now that are starting to take legislative action on this very same thing. You've got Arizona is taking action. Nevada's already taken action, working more. Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, Alaska's now getting in the game on this. South Carolina, Alex, did a resolution supporting the transfer of public lands. And so for your listeners that are in states east of Colorado, if you go to the resources and then what's happening in my state and you click on the eastern states, you've got a packet where you can get your legislators to run a resolution in eastern states to support this. Now, back to your point on discrimination. United States Supreme Court just a year and a half ago in a case called Shelby County versus Holder said the constitutional equality of the states is essential to the harmonious operation of the republic. They said our nation was and is a union of states equal in dignity, power, and authority. Well, think about these football games we just saw this last weekend, right? Aaron Rodgers, I mean, what an incredible guy. I mean, I know you're probably a Dallas fan. Dallas got ripped off on that call at the end. Aaron Rodgers is running off of one leg, and he's still doing amazing things. But imagine if you're fielding a football team and you've got to field a couple of guys that just are not 100%. In fact, they're 30, 20%. Well, if you're the opposing team, you're going to exploit that all day long. Well, that's what's happening in our government right now. You've got part of your team where the states and the federal government are supposed to have healthy tension. They're supposed to be opposing one another to provide that healthy tension that keeps our system in balance. Well, if you've got a whole bunch of your team that are at extreme disability, where they only control 10, 15, 20, 30% of the land, you're going to exploit that all day long, and that's what's happening in government. Give you a perfect example. A year ago, there's something called PILT. All of you in the East are paying money, your tax dollars, to subsidize the West. It's called payment in lieu of taxes. It's payment in lieu of the taxes we would otherwise collect if the federal government kept the original promise to transfer the lands. So payment in lieu of taxes, federal government in 1976 said, hey, don't worry. This is going to be permanent, going to be mandatory. It's just as good as sovereignty. You can trust us. Well, over the last 6 years, you know, the federal government hasn't even had a budget. And so not only is the bill not permanent, mandatory, it's not even in the budget because they don't have it. A year ago, they didn't even put it in the continuing resolution. And these counties are now dependent upon this money that's only 13 cents on the dollar of the taxable value of their land in many cases. So they're dependent on this for public safety, education, roads,
transportation. It makes you creatures of the federal government, and it's almost like the federal government has conquered the West by never letting it be truly sovereign. And I'm a Texan. I love Texas. But Texas advertises to businesses, hey, come here. We've got more open land. We've got lower taxes. So it's basically like we're a NFL, Green Bay team playing a college team when we compete against the West. I mean, you don't want Utah to go under. It's a great, beautiful state, a lot of hard work and smart people. But it's almost the analogy of Texas versus California. Look at how California is falling apart because they can't compete with Texas. Now, that's because of their socialist policies. And I understand you're saying it's not partisan. And I understand there's a lot of Democrats that want to have free, open societies and prosperity. But it is the environmental, socialist, anti-human control freaks that don't think humans should be anywhere out west, and there's the feds denying more and more access to the public lands they control. Isn't that driving the anger out west at being treated like serfs?
Oh, indeed, right? Indeed. I mean, when you can't control your own land, your own water, your own resources, I'll give you an example. Okay, I got a county commissioner down in Sevier County, Commissioner Gordon Topham. A couple months ago, we were talking to him. He says, look, my forest, a healthy forest, has 40 trees to an acre. Right now, my forest has 800 trees to an acre right now. There's so many trees, they're competing for the same resource. They're dying. They're dead all throughout the forest. This is the same all around the West. He says, I'm one spark away from losing my watershed in the second most arid state in the nation, and my community dies. And my federal partner is telling me that they're going to prevent me from protecting my community to have a viable source of water, protecting the air from being polluted, my animals from being burned up, my watershed from being destroyed. That's how serious this is. And again, that's not a partisan issue. Now, yes, there are these eco-obstructionist groups that they'll go out and all day long they'll put out press releases and say the federal government's mismanaging the land, so we're going to sue them and extract taxpayer dollars if we win on a technicality. And they simply don't want that gravy train to end. But the states are stepping up, because this is purely a matter of the health, safety, welfare of our communities. And the United States Supreme Court, Alex, 2 years ago said that jurisdiction over health, safety, welfare is possessed by the states and not the federal government. They said the independent power of the states serves as a check on the arbitrary power of the federal government. And then they said this, Alex. They said states are separate and independent sovereigns. Sometimes they have to act like it.
That's right, and it's time to bring balance back to the situation. AmericanLandsCouncil.org. Ken Ivory, you are a hero. And I don't say that very often with a lot of our guests, but it's true. What you're doing is so important, and the fact you're traveling all over the country, that other legislatures are duplicating what you're doing. How long until we start to see the benefits of this if Congress doesn't try to block you guys?
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but I'm a dad. And that's why I got in this game. I've got four kids, and it's a simple math problem to see what's coming. And we've got to act. I mean, Erskine Bowles, Clinton White House Chief of Staff, will tell you. David Walker, Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office, will tell you. The American Institute of CPAs will tell you. We've got a very serious math problem. The problems are real. Solutions are painful. We have to act.
We've got to grow fast, or we're going to go bankrupt. I know you probably got to go. It's a 60-second break. Can you do 5 more minutes to talk about that math problem?
Yeah, you bet. And again, get to the website, AmericanLandsCouncil.org. Sign the petition. Get in the game. When you're ready to make a difference, we are the vehicle around the nation that's making that happen. We're here to help you.
You are. You are. Stay there. We'll be right back with Ken Ivory, State Rep. Utah.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.